right, let's take it from the top again.
Ladies and gentlemen.
So this is our podcast, and I'm calling it Stuff with Shannon because that was the first thing that came to my mind. And you are Deonthay.
I am Deonthay with a T-H.
E.
Well, yeah, the E too.
And we kind of balance each other out because I'm the white Irish girl, and then you are
the
Habsies.
Yeah, well, I'm half black and half Mexican, and you're single, and I'm married.
And you have kids, and I have a cat.
Pretty much.
So you have a girl and two boys.
I do.
Yeah, and your girl, just by following you on Facebook, she looks like she is a sass queen.
She is. It's been nonstop sass from her, I mean, since birth. But now she's already got, I call it pre-tween, because mm-hmm. she's not, you know, quite 11, 12 yet. She can roll her eyes like she's been doing it since she came out of the womb.
And she's not far from liking boys now. Like, she might even have a crush.
Does she? I think she does, but she hasn't said anything directly to me about it.
My parents lucked out with me. I didn't even want to kiss boys. I kept a lollipop in my mouth when I had a boyfriend at school one time, and he did want to kiss. I would keep a lollipop in my mouth so he wouldn't come near me. But yeah, I don't have kids. I have a cat, and he's a little jerk face. He's awful. He makes me very glad that I can't or won't birth any spawn, because if the cat is so bad and he can't even speak and he doesn't have thumbs, what would a child do? It's scary. I told you over the weekend to think of fun facts or funny stories to maybe help people get to know you a little bit better. And they should know, you used to work on the show.
I did.
And I give myself complete credit for that, because I came up with the contest that you won.
Yes.
To get the job on the show.
Absolutely.
So you've never said thank you.
Thank you.
You're
Shannon,
welcome.
For changing the course of my life.
I did. And I'm not even the godparent, or you didn't name any of your kids after me or anything.
I didn't. So. I did think about Shannon. I really love the name Shannon, but
really?
I love it for a boy.
Oh, that's not a surprise. All right. So if people want to know you, give us one good story.
I had a baby in a car.
Did you just not give yourself enough time, or?
Well, here's the thing. After the first baby, the subsequent ones generally come faster. After it's done it once, then it's like, oh yeah, I kind of got this, so I know what to do. But my goal was, I wanted to have a natural birth. So
what does that mean?
No medication.
You're a crazy person.
The idea of having a needle stuck in a very small, specific part of your back,
uh-huh.
and the margin for error is a little too much for me. So the goal was to be at the hospital early enough to where I had some time to labor, but not too early so that they hooked me up to all these machines mm-hmm. and they have to monitor you and all of that. All of a sudden, like, I'm home and heavy labor starts. So I get in the bathtub, which is really, really soothing. So my birth coach is in there with me, and she's like, okay, we need to get going. I'm like, okay. So I get up, trying to get dressed. My birth coach has trash bags and towels in the car. I'm in the back seat of the car. She's with me. My husband is driving. My photographer is in her car following mm-hmm. us. It's, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning. We're heading down the highway. And then all of a sudden, it feels like a balloon fell out of me, like a water balloon. That's what it feels when your water breaks. Immediately, I felt the head. And I was like, I'm having the baby now. We have to stop. We pull over. 2 pushes. He's out.
Oh, my goodness.
It was that fast.
And everything was good, though, right?
Everything was perfect.
I knew you before you had met Kelly. Well, maybe you yeah. met him, but
no,
you
hadn't
weren't
met him
together.
Yet. Right.
But
mm-hmm.
I remember when you worked here, I was coming into work drunk all the time. And you were like, you get colds all the time because alcohol lessens your immune system, Shannon.
That's right.
Quit being an idiot.
That's right.
Come to find out, it might have had something to do with the brain tumor.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
That still blows my mind.
I'm a medical miracle.
It blows my mind.
What?
That you had a brain tumor.
I know, right?
And now you're all like, hey.
What are you
going
to do? What are you supposed to do? This is our first podcast.
It is
and
our very
so,
first.
Yeah. So I was Googling questions and stuff that you should talk about when you're trying to get to know somebody. And one of the things that came up was, tell me about the last time that you cried. So do you remember the last time you cried?
I cried last night. I cry all the time.
No way.
I'm a crier.
You're not that girl.
I am.
Since when?
Because I have kids.
Okay.
I mean, I was always kind of a crier, but I could usually hold it together. But mm-hmm. last night, I was watching the Grammys, and they did the Prince dedication.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not there yet.
Okay.
I'm not there yet.
I'll give you your time and space to get over Prince's passing.
A little tears there.
Okay.
What about you? What about you, Shannon?
Yeah.
When was the last time you cried?
It's embarrassing. I am in a new relationship. My old one ended a few months ago, whatever. So I got on Bumble. Mm-hmm. I figured if it worked for Kelly Raspberry, dang it, it'll work for me.
That's
so
right.
It did. I found somebody, and we have been officially together less than a month.
Okay.
Okay, so one of the things that I enjoy doing is asking hypothetical questions.
Mm-hmm.
And this was meant to be a stupid hypothetical question. So I text Sarah, and I'm like, what if your Valentine's Day gift was a promise ring with our initials, S, heart S? What would you do? Okay, number one, promise rings are something you do in high school when you're 12.
Right.
So I knew the answer was going to be, are you crazy? I mean, what are you, why would you even mention that?
Mm-hmm.
However, actually getting that answer led to a complete meltdown. I cried so hard over being told that my hypothetical promise ring would get rejected. She had to video call me to calm me down. I was so upset. I was devastated by getting hypothetically rejected. That's not normal. That's not okay.
Shannon, I love you with all my heart. You know that, but that's crazy.
I know that's crazy. And then I found out that she told one of her coworkers about it. And I'm like, next time I see this person, they're going to know that I had a meltdown over a hypothetical ring that I'm never going to give you.
See, this is where the brain tumor comes in handy. There has to be a few things that are not quite right since you had a brain tumor.
Yeah.
Dude, I'd be working that to my advantage all the time.
I do when I can. Like, I know that I'm going to cry a lot, but crying over a hypothetical ring is just a little bit, that's taking it too far.
I'm telling you, you're not working it hard enough. This is where you go, I'm sorry. Did you know I had that brain tumor?
It's the brain tumor.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, maybe I'll give that a try. It's humiliating. I think that I might be crying a little bit after tomorrow because it's Valentine's Day.
Right. You big plans?
Oh, gosh. Yes, but not with my significant other.
Okay.
Really? So a few weeks ago, we were talking about 50 Shades Darker coming out in theaters, and I'm so excited about it. And Sarah's mother was like, I can't wait to see it. And I'm like, jokingly, I said, so you want to go together? And she's like, yeah. I thought it would end there, but it didn't, because we are officially going to see 50 Shades Darker together, just my significant other's mother and I, tomorrow afternoon. It will be our first time alone together.
That is wrong on so many different levels.
How?
I can't even... Because you know what 50 Shades Darker is about.
I do.
There you go.
So can I look her in the eyes after we walk out?
I don't know.
Do I offer to take her to dinner or something?
Do you buy her popcorn?
I know, right?
Who's buying the tickets?
Do we share the popcorn?
Oh.
Do we have to have a seat between us like dudes do when they go to the movies? Because it's kind of awkward.
Yeah, I can't imagine that's a movie where you lean over and discuss what's going on. Hey, you know, I missed that. Can you explain it to me?
I actually might do that. I've been trying to think of ways to make this the most memorable movie ever. And here's what I was thinking. I was thinking about maybe in the middle of the movie at some point, just reaching over and rubbing her pinky with my pinky.
No!
Just to make it, just to see what would happen.
No, I'm getting the heebies just thinking about that.
Or
no.
Just like rubbing the knee.
No.
Or... I mean, come on, that's funny.
It's weird.
Weird? How is it weird? It would be
oogie,
a joke.
And what if she doesn't get the joke? What if she doesn't think you're funny?
I can't do it. I don't know of a good ending to that conversation other than I'll talk about it next time.
I think that's a good ending.
I think so, too. But I did set up a Facebook page, At The Stuff Podcast.
At The Stuff Podcast.
Because nobody can spell my name.
And nobody can spell mine.
So, At The Stuff Podcast. That's a Facebook page, and... hopefully we'll do this again, and hopefully we didn't suck too bad.
And somebody will listen to us. We promise we'll get better.
I'm going to listen to us like 700 times just so it looks like we have a lot of listeners. All right, go home. Take care of your kids. Do whatever it is that you do.
Love you, Shannon.
I love you back.
Hasta la vista, baby.